If you believe God for a miracle and you know we can do the impossible, shout yeah.
You're listening to the Climbing Higher radio broadcast with Bishop Eric Lambert Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church, a place where miracles still happen.
We really don't trust God. Watch. You're in the hurricane path. God ain't moving it. You pray till you can't pray anymore. It's still coming. Do you trust him? Yes. To do what? Keep me safe. That's your desire. It is appointed unto man once to die. Listen to this, verse 9. I have smitten you with blasting and mildew when your gardens and your vineyards and your fig trees and your olive trees increase. Listen, the palmer worm devoured them. Let's make that modern. When you received an increase in your job and you started getting a raise in pay, your tax rate went up. The palmer worm just ate away your money. You waited all your life to retire. You put money in a 401k. And you were ready, and when 65 came, you stepped into it with boldness. But arthritis hit you, now you can't even go nowhere. You waited years to conceive, and you went to all types of fertilization specialists, and you prayed and you fasted, and you implored the church to pray and fast and believe God that you would reproduce. And you reproduced, and your child spent three quarters of their life in jail. Well, see, this is where the doctrines change. From the Presbyterian perspective, it's the sovereignty of God. From the Pentecostal perspective, it's the devil. When are you going to realize that God uses situations to prove what's in your heart? Several people are going to lose their boats, but you would not return to me. A country western singer had a home built that he thought was hurricane proof in St. Thomas. The next morning, he talked about how it was destroyed, but you would not return to me. When do we realize that situations become the tools that God uses to bring us back? Jesus is standing there, sitting there, and his 12 apostles are sitting before him. They're sitting before Jesus, and they're going back and forth as to how committed they are to him. I can just imagine the words that are coming out of their mouths. Jesus says something. Satan has desired to have you, that he may sift you as wheat. The problem, when we read it in the King James, in the English, the you seems singular. But in the Greek, the you is plural. It would be along the lines of me saying, upstairs in the fellowship hall, you can go upstairs and get some cookies. You in this section. That's plural because I'm speaking to you. Jesus was speaking plural. He said, Satan has desired you. And that word desire, that verb, it's weird because when we hear desire, we think of a longing, but that's not what it means. In the Greek, Jesus is saying, Satan has gone to God and asked to sift you. Now, that shouldn't shock you, but this will. And God said, yes. And Peter said, though everybody else break camp, I'm not going anywhere. Jesus had to deal with that right away. He said, not only will you deny me, but you're going to do it three times. Once again, Peter argues with God. How dare you say that to me? I would die for you, but you won't return to me. God wants you. God wants you. Let me be inclusive. He wants us. But now, in your mind, I need you to think. Why did God save you? See, our theology, because we're living in a capitalistic society, we actually believe that all God will let happen to us is good, gentle stuff. So based on that theology, there shouldn't be a Hurricane Irma that has just about wiped out the island of Barbuda, that devastated St. Martin, St. John, St. Thomas. See, we find ourselves we find ourselves asking the theological question, why? Michael Jordan has a house in St. Thomas. Oprah has a house in St. Thomas. Kevin Costner has a $14 million place in St. Thomas. That's probably gone. With all their billions, they couldn't save it. And it wasn't an atom bomb. It was nothing man-made. What is he doing? Trying to get your attention. And he hasn't gotten it yet. I said, Pastor, how can you say he hasn't gotten it yet? Empty seats. If everyone felt that Jesus is coming and his coming is imminent, I better get to church and get saved. But here's the thing to watch. As we press through the Word of God, as we press through it, you find some interesting development. Listen to this. Verse 11, I have overthrown some of you as God overthrew Sodom and Gomorrah, and you were as a firebrand plucked out of the burning. Listen to this. This is what God is saying to his own people. This is not written to sinners. Prophets are not sent to sinners. Very rarely do you find prophets being sent to sinners. It's not often that they're sent to sinners. They're sent to God's people. He said, I've overthrown some of you. I ruined your life. I wrecked it. I let your car get repossessed. I let you lose your house. Your health is not the best. I let all that happen. Yet, you have not returned to me. What's it going to take? What's it going to take? I watched with horror. The boats in the dock at St. Martin all huddled together on top of each other, slammed by the wind. Now, I know the press is biased and they will not report anything that glorifies Jesus, but can you imagine no one saying, God, forgive me. This thing could have stopped in the Caribbean if they go, God, forgive me, wash me, save me. But no, they're going to wake up and still practice voodoo. They're still going to dance in front of their wooden idols. We blame God, but he's not to blame. You plant an apple seed, you're getting an apple tree. You keep planting sin, you get sinful results. The willful commission of sin gives the devil freedom to invade your life. God said, I sent all this, and yet you didn't come back to me. Listen, buddy, so, you know, it must be tough being God. When we hear, you know, about God, when we think about God, we think of all the things he can do. Yes, God can stop the storm. Yes, God can stop the earthquake. Yes, God. We think of all the things that are satisfactory to us. God can cure cancer. Yes, he can. God can deliver people from all the... Yes, he can. Yes, he can. And so, you know, why doesn't he? Well, maybe he's mean. No, he's not mean. Maybe there is no God. Then it would be a lot worse than it is. There's somebody holding things in check. Somebody's holding stuff in check. Do you actually think, now I'm going to appeal to the logic in you, do you actually think it's your alarm sign that's keeping the devil from breaking in your house? These hoods out on the street, they see, oh, we're protected by ADT. I don't think so. Hey, Phuket! They got a sign. I like that commercial where those two young ladies stand there and look at the sofa, and they say, oh, I just got to have that. And she pulls out her card, and then the two burglars are there, and he says, I got to have that. And he has his little crowbar with him, and they pick it up and walk it out the door. And I think, whoa, how real is that? Do you know the devil wants to bless you? He wants to give you nice houses, cars, money. He wants to give you a big hip woman, a square-shouldered man. He wants to give you money and prestige and power. He wants to give you everything you want to keep you away from God. Don't you know you make your choices? I'm going to say something in the context of this message that's going to infuriate some. God calls us and places us in a position of use. He doesn't understand why you're not there. He doesn't understand. He does not understand. When he gives you a calling, God doesn't understand that you're taking off to go to a family brunch. When you have a place on the wall, God doesn't understand why you, you're down there at the Sizzler, you know, getting the buffet breakfast, or you somewhere doing something else. So you force him to destroy the Sizzler. Because thou shalt have no other gods before me. Oh, Pastor, I don't agree with that. That ain't right. God's not on some witch hunt. Nope, he's on soul patrol. There's not a one of you in here in a substantive relationship that will let somebody else take your man or your woman away from you. Then what makes you think God is going to sit idly by and let the things in your world take you away from him? When he said, nobody can pluck you out of my hand, he wasn't saying you're just there by osmosis. He's saying, I'm going to get rid of everything else so that all that's left is me, but yet you won't return to me.
For a copy of this message in its entirety, call 215-885-2585. And when ordering, request ID number
9217A.
Today's message is available on CD for $9 and DVD for $14, which includes shipping and handling. The Climbing Higher TV broadcast can be seen on WBPH TV 60, Sundays at 7:30 p.m. and Monday through Friday at 7:30 a.m. The telecast can also be seen Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday on WMCN TV 44 at 7:30 a.m. WMCN is available on Fios, Comcast, and Broadcast Television. To visit one of Bethel's Sunday services, join us at 2929 West Cheltenham Avenue in Wincote, Pennsylvania. Services are held at 7:30 a.m., 11:30 a.m., and 6 o'clock p.m. Live streaming of our services takes place Sundays at 8:15 a.m. and 12:15 p.m. Prayer and Bible study are held every Wednesday beginning at 7 p.m. For more information, visit us at BethelDeliverance.org or download the Bethel Deliverance app at the Apple Store or Google Play. Thank you for tuning in to the Climbing Higher broadcast with Bishop Eric Lambert Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church, a place where miracles still happen.
Want to hear more of Bishop Lambert? Now you can access recent sermons preached by Bishop Eric A. Lambert Jr. from your computer and mobile device. Just visit ericlambertministries.com. ericlambertministries.com is updated each week with the most recent sermons preached by Bishop Lambert right after our 7:30 a.m. and 11:30 a.m. Sunday services. Purchase and download these uplifting messages so you can listen to the Word of God wherever you go. So visit ericlambertministries.com and add to your digital library today.